mood ring for my father. Inside me lived a small donkey. I didn't believe in magic, but the donkey was a sucker for the stuff. Psychics, illusionists, arthritics who'd predict the rainfall. That was the year I had trouble walking. I overthought it and couldn't get the rhythm right. The donkey retaught me. This foot, yes, then that one, and swing your arms as if you're going to trial to be exonerated of a crime you've most definitely committed. Next, trouble sleeping because I'd need to crank the generator in my chest so frequently. Seeing I was overworked, the donkey finally hauled it out. It looked shiny and new, a silver dollar, and tossed it into a flock of birds who had to fly a long way to find safety. I knew then I was a large and dangerous man, what with this donkey living inside me, but felt futile. One day, during a final lesson on breathing, the donkey asked what kind of jeans I was wearing. I said, the somber ones. Poor kid. So will you be staying on for a third year, donkey? No, I think I should be leaving soon. I think I should go and await your arrival beside the crumpled river. Yes, I suppose you have many important matters to attend to, but maybe one day I will come and join you for a drink, or perhaps for a brief nap.